I would like to thank everyone who had been praying for me and sending me their good wishes for my recent pilgrimage and retreat to Compostela in Spain, to the tomb of St. James the Apostle. A priest friend and I walked probably almost 90 miles spread over the course of 6 days. And it was a wonderful time to walk and to reflect and to pray and simply to offer that time to God. Of the 6 days that we were out walking, it rained for 5 of them. 2 of those days were a lot like this morning. We were simply drenched through and through. Whoever said that the rain in Spain falls mainly in the plain was sorely mistaken. It rains everywhere in Spain. But on the last day of the walk, as we were approaching the city of Compostela, approaching the tomb of the Apostle James, the goal of our pilgrimage, I was filled with an overwhelming and tremendous sense of gratitude. Gratitude to God for the many gifts and blessings that He has given to me in my life. Gratitude for my family, for my friends, for my health, for my vocation. And gratitude as well for calling me to be the pastor of this community of faith. You all were very much with me over those days of pilgrimage and retreat. And it is from this attitude of gratitude that I would like to speak to us today about the topic of stewardship, the topic of giving to God in response to the generosity with which He has bestowed His gifts on us. Today in your bulletin, you will receive a copy of our annual report covering the fiscal year that ended June 30th, 2019. I would like to highlight a few things in this report to bring to your attention. You will find in here that last year, we as a parish family accomplished over $730,000 in facility improvements to our parish campus. That includes the sound system here in church, the HVAC system, emergency generators for our campus, and various other upgrades and repairs. $730,000 with no debt incurred. That's a tremendous accomplishment for any parish. You will see in our financial report that we finished last year with a modest operating surplus of $343,000, but an overall deficit of $256,900. And that was because the bills for the HVAC system came in one fiscal year, but the money was collected over 2 years. All in all, a very good and very sound financial report. Above and beyond the finances, you will find in this report some of the impact that we have been making in the community. There were over 3,000 people who were helped last year by our various ministries of outreach. You'll be able to read the testimony and story of 7 parishioners and how their giving of time, talent, and treasure has produced in their lives an abundance that they could not have even imagined. While we are certainly concerned with the financial numbers, the real story of this report are the lives that are being impacted, the lives that are being touched by the gospel. The true story of this community of faith, this parish, is how lives are being impacted and changed, and what God is able to do with our generosity. This gratitude to God and gratitude to all who have supported the ministry of the parish is the basis and the foundation for this stewardship talk today. While there is so much for us to be thankful for, we also have to keep an eye towards the future. I don't think I have to tell you that we live in challenging times. Challenging times for our church, challenging times for faith in general. And we must strengthen our parish community to face those challenges, to be bold, to have a vision for the future, a vision for what God is calling this parish to be. Yes, it's already a wonderful place that is impacting lives, but God is always calling us to a better and brighter future. He's not calling us to a linear progression from where, if everything stayed the same, we'll wind up here. God is calling us to be better and brighter, to be a light. He's calling our community to be a place of belonging, a place that goes out to welcome those who are lost, to bring them into the community, to offer them meaning and purpose in their lives, to be a community of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and his power in our lives, and a community of becoming, a place where we are all on a journey to becoming who God has called us to be. And in order to accomplish that, we must strengthen and build up our programs of evangelization, Alpha, our adult education, our youth and young adult ministry. That is why I would like to ask you today to think and to pray and to consider your commitment to the offertory in the next year. I would like to ask if one member of each household present here at Mass could please find one of these envelopes that are in your pew, in your seats. I believe they're kind of at every other seat. You'll find some pencils there as well. We'll take just a moment to look at some of the things that you'll find on this envelope. On the front of the envelope, you'll see a chart that says example of steps. If you are able, as a response to God's generosity, to increase your giving by 1 or 2 percentage points, perhaps you could consider that today. As a sign of your commitment to the parish, maybe you can take that step. As a sign of wanting to achieve this bold vision of the future, perhaps you'd be willing to make that step if you are able. I realize that this is impossible for everyone, but for those who can, I would like to ask you to please consider taking that step, percentage step, in offertory giving. Looking at the other side of the envelope, there are some categories there, and I'd like all of us to think about these different categories. Perhaps there are some of you here at Mass today who consider yourself part of that considering or occasional category that you see down there on the bottom of the envelope. I would like to encourage you to consider God's call to become part of the parish family, to be invested in the parish life, not only to be giving as part of your return to the Lord in the offertory, but by attending Mass and seeing that as part of your spiritual life and your parish community. Perhaps you might consider becoming a regular giver and moving up that chart. If you're here today and you consider yourself to fall in that regular giver category, maybe you could move up to the intentional category and give a budgeted percentage of your income to the Lord right off the top. Not what's left over for God, but the first fruits of what he has given to you. And if you're already giving in that intentional, engaged in that intentional category, maybe you could move to the sacrificial category. Become a sacrificial giver of your time, talent, and treasure. Not because it hurts, but because you have confidence that God will never leave you or your family lacking. And I'd like all of us perhaps to consider moving to online giving. Online giving is easy, secure, and it eliminates the need for envelopes and all that other stuff. Inside the envelope, if we could open that up and look inside, you'll see an area for your name and information. There's also a QR code there on the right side. If you would like to begin giving online, you can use that QR code. You have my permission to use your phone during Mass. If you don't know what a QR code is, then don't worry about it. But I would like to ask us if we could please make our commitment to the offertory in that box there that says, by taking the next step, I commit to, and filling that in there as your commitment to the Lord over the course of the next year. There's some room for prayer intentions down there at the bottom, and I will certainly be keeping these intentions in my prayers and in my masses as we move forward into the new year. You can seal up the envelope. Please keep the pencils separate. We need them later. And you can put this envelope right in the offertory basket when it passes you by in a few moments. If you need some more time to think about your commitment, please, by all means, take the envelope home with you. Pray and think about it over the course of the next week and bring it back next Sunday. In the gospel today, we heard about the humility of the tax collector. And even though he was a public sinner, the tax collector's humility was pleasing to God. When we are humble and recognize the fact that every gift we have, even the gift of our finances, come from God, that is pleasing to him. And because they come from God, they can't be kept as our private possession, but rather they're meant to be given away generously, and God will then multiply them exponentially. My friends, I am so grateful to you for your support, grateful for what you do to make this wonderful parish what it is in your time, talent, and treasure. And I thank you for considering your offertory commitment over the next year. Please know how grateful I am to you, and also how grateful I am to serve as the pastor of this wonderful community.